Jane is wife.
Misplaced my diary again. If Elroy wasn't such a nosy brother, I wouldn't have to keep hiding it. There's my diary.
Oh, hello, Judy.
Oh, Di-Di, I was afraid you were lost.
Relax. It's your personal diary. My lips are sealed. Your secrets are safe with me.
Were you sleeping?
What else is there to do in a hat box?
Oh, Di-Di, you'll never believe what happened.
I got a feeling you're going to tell me about it anyway.
Oh, you know me so well, Di-Di.
What's to know? I only know what you tell me.
Listen, it all began last Monday. Oh, this always happens when I'm in a hurry. Now what do I do?
Hi, Judy doll.
Oh, well, hi, Nick Nova. You arrived in the nick of time, Nick. My space car died. Can you help me?
Whoa! Hey, you'd love to, but it's dangerous out here, you know? You better get some help.
Thanks a lot, pal. Hey, Andy. Andy Andromeda.
Hey, Judy, what's happened, little cutie?
Nothing is happening with my car. Be a pal and tow me to the nearest space car shop, will you?
For a raging beauty like you? Anytime.
Thanks, Andy.
Except now, I'm late for space ball practice, and they can't start without their number one all-galaxy superstar quarterback.
Fair weather friends I don't need. Where's a good Samaritan when I need one?
Pardon me, aren't you Judy Jetson?
Well, yes, I am, and you are...
Carly Quasar. We're in the same cosmic literature class.
Really? Do you know space cars, Burley? Mine is dead.
I'll check it out. And the name is Curly. No big problem, Judy. You just ran out of fuel pellets.
How could I forget fuel pellets?
Maybe your mind was on something else.
Gee, that's very perceptive of you, Pearlie. I was rushing to get a perm for my annual surprise birthday party Saturday. I've got to go.
I popped spare pellets in your tank. They'll get you to where you're going. Well, happy surprise birthday party.
Bye. Thanks again, Curly.
The name's Curly. Curly Quasar.
Curly Quasar? Is he cute?
He has other fine qualities.
Oh, he's rich.
I don't think so.
He's not cute, isn't rich. What else is there?
Don't be such a skeptic. Now listen. The very next day, things started off normally. morning, Miss Jetson. I have a few reminders for you today.
Oh, hello, Memo Minder. It can't be morning already.
Have I ever lied to you before? In any case, as of today, you have exactly 257 days of school left.
How totally exciting. Any good news?
You have a date with Gaylord Gamma tonight. So you wanted to have your lavender jumpsuit clean?
But Gaylord is a senior. I should wear something more mature. Like my Venusian two-piece.
Excuse me. Didn't your mother make you return that particular dress because it was, too mature?
Okay, the lavender jumpsuit then. So what other exciting reminders have you?
Oh, yes. Saturday is your birthday.
And my family always throws me a terrific surprise party. But they can't keep a secret. I always find out.
Didn't you ask them not to throw you a party this year?
Of course. Reverse psychology is very important when communicating with parents. I'll know all the party secrets by lunchtime. I'm very clever at snooping.
Basically, you're a spineless space shrimp. Now clear your desk off and get out.
Attention, Jetson! You missed Reveille by 2 minutes. Now fall in! Up and met him!
Shirley, in a moment.
Don't call me Shirley, soldier!
This is the last time we buy Army surplus.
Come on, Jetson! Hup, hup, hup!
Difference between hot and ice cold shower water, I'm gonna pull this plug for good. How's your top secret project coming, Elroy?
Oh, don't worry, Dad. I think I'll have it finished by the end of the week.
Ah, the morning news. Good boy, Astro. There'll be a little something extra in your doggy bowl tonight.
Thanks, George. Breakfast terrible. Leon.
Do you mind, Astro?
Oh. Sorry, Georgie.
From the solar deserts to the Martian seas, this is the Nebulous News Network.
I can't do the news dressed like this.
Maybe you better get yourself another talent.
Maybe we wouldn't have this problem if your dog wouldn't bite holes in the news disc.
That's all right, boy. All I want is a sports page anyway.
Hi, sports fans. The Chicago Comets clobbered the Cincinnati Satellites 76-17.
Wow, 76-17. How about some bacon, toast, and eggs, honey?
Hi, Mom. Daddy. Elroy, why are you playing with your junk in the dining room?
It's not junk, and I'm not playing. This is a very important invention.
Daddy!
She's right, Elroy. Take it into your room.
Okay, but you're suppressing creative genius, you know.
Ooh, children.
Was sacked by Torpedo Tucker with just seconds to play.
You know, Daddy, time certainly flies, doesn't it?
Yeah, I remember when Tucker was just a rookie.
I mean, it hardly seems like a whole year has passed.
All things must pass, dear. That's enough cream, thanks.
What I'm trying to say is, none of us look a whole year older, right?
That's because your mother and I only count every third year.
Let's see what my horoscope says.
Gee, I thought you Libras didn't believe in astrology.
Ho, ho, very funny.
Libra signs should be aware this weekend is for all to share.
Oh, that reminds me, Judy dear, about this Saturday.
Oh, you mean about my...
Your father and I are going out.
I understand. You won't be here Saturday night.
No, we got something really special planned.
Naturally.
Don't you want any breakfast, Judy?
No, I'm already late. I'll grab some pancake tablets on my way out. Something big's planned for Saturday night. My surprise birthday party. Whoopee! Well, Di-Di, now the plot begins to thicken.
Good. There should be one thickening every plot. I've always felt strongly about that.
Di-Di, please. This is my life.
Sorry, I get surly when I don't sleep. Do continue with your fascinating story.
So, I'm cruising along on my way to school when who should pop up looking for a ride but Curly Quasar.
Hey, Judy! Judy Jetson!
I'll pretend not to see you.
Hey, Judy, can you give me a ride? Ooh, she's in some hurry. Must be late for class.
He's really quite nice. I hate to be a snob, but I really can't afford to be seen around campus with someone who's not part of the elite in crowd. After all, I have an image to protect, and peer pressure is heavy-duty stuff with us teenagers. But I can't help feeling a little guilty just the same. Perhaps I'm just not in touch with my real feelings. I'm going to have to give this some thought. Maybe there is more to life than good looks and popularity. But not at my school.
Hey, I got two spectacular tickets for the Jet Screamer concert Saturday night.
Sorry, Mickey. I hate to disappoint Jet Screamer, but I can't go. Uh-oh, here comes that Curly Quasar. I've got to go, Mickey.
Judy? Now, what made her leave so quickly?
Probably trying to avoid someone.
Oh, don't take it personally, Mickey. She's probably just late for class.
I'm out of here.
You rejected Mickey Meteorite?
I had to keep Saturday night open because my family always throws me a surprise birthday party. As usual, every hunk in school called.
Oh, come on, Judy. Showing up with a star athlete at the pep rally, it'll be good for your image.
Not to mention your image. Hold on, Andy. I've got another call.
Hi, Judy Dow. How about you, me, and the satellite races Saturday night?
Negative, Nick. I can't make it.
Hi, Judy. Want to paint the galaxy red with me Saturday night?
Blast off, Meteorite. I asked her first.
Yeah, and she told you to forget it.
Thanks for the invite, guys, but Saturday night is booked. Over and out, and bye.
Oh, you must have loved getting all that attention.
It beats being ignored.
Please, do go on with your wonderful and exciting story.
Well, next, I tried to get some information out of Rosie. Rosie, we can talk girl to girl, can't we?
I don't know anything.
Oh, come on. Anything unusual happening here Saturday night?
Well, Miss Judy, your folks are going to a very special event.
Yeah, so I hear. Thanks, Rosie. Well, Di-Di, I just had to learn more about Saturday night, so I got down to some serious snooping and checked Elroy's room for any incriminating birthday gifts.
What are you doing in my room?
Oh, just curious about what you have in this box.
Judy, don't open that.
Ah!
Orbity, help. Judy freed my Saturn slugs.
Slugs? Mother! Do you know what your son is keeping under his bed?
Yes, dear. Saturn slugs. You just got a call from another boy.
Oh, if only I were rich instead of so popular.
It was a Curly Quasar. He left his number, asked you to call.
Me? Miss Popularity call Curly Quasar?
He seemed nice enough.
Oh, Mother, he's nice, all right, but he's just not with it. Know what I mean?
Certainly not.
What are you holding behind your back?
Must you know everything?
Oh, Mother, you can't fool me. You know how much I wanted to get new clothes this year.
Sorry, that's your father's tuxedo. We have a formal engagement Saturday night. Excuse me, dear.
Wow. Looks like I don't even have a normal engagement for Saturday night. So, Di-Di, Mom and Dad would never dress formally for my birthday, so I was finally convinced my party was over before it ever began. This time, Di-Di, I really messed up. Here it was, Saturday night. Elroy was going to show his invention to Henry Orbit. He and Orbity had plans to spend the night in Henry's tool closet.
Yeah.
left for their big event, glistening in their formal clothing. For a while, it looked like I was at least going to have Astro for company that night. But then Rosie took him to the dog groomer. And I was all alone.
Well, every night can't be New Year's Eve. Terrific story. Loved it. Think I'll nod off now. Good night.
But, Di-Di, there's a big finish.
I can hardly wait.
Well, this is one birthday girl who isn't staying home on her big night.
You've reached Mickey Meteorite, Mr. Terrific. Sorry, I'm not in right now. I'm off to a super party. So at the beep, leave your message.
Andromeda here. You'll have to leave a message. Got a late invitation to a big blowout party. Ciao.
This is Nick Nova's residence. There's a Mondo party happening tonight, so I'm not here. Talk at the beep.
Oh, this is just great. The biggest party of the year is raging tonight, and I'm home alone.
Judy, what are you doing home?
Dying of absolute loneliness and humiliation, Herbie.
It's Curly.
Whatever.
Yeah, but what about your surprise birthday party?
The big surprise was no birthday party.
Wow, that's a real downer. I'm sorry, Judy. Well, I was just calling to see if I could drop off a small gift.
Really? How fast can you get here?
I'll be there at the speed of light.
Oh, Curly, how thoughtful.
It isn't much. It's the Chartbuster of video verse. There once was a lady from Niger who rode with a smile on a tiger. They came back from the ride with the lady inside and a smile on the face of the tiger. Too corny?
Oh, no way. I'm wild about old limericks, Curly. You're a crack-up. I needed a good laugh tonight.
There once was a student named Bright whose speed was much faster than light. She set out one day in a relative way and returned on a previous night. I kill me.
And here's one of my own limericks.
Oh, Curly, this is so cute.
There's a girl in my class named Judy, our school's most popular cutie. Though I'm no flashy guy, I still gotta try. So I'll ask her out to a movie.
You got it, Curly. That's the sweetest invite I've ever had. Thanks for brightening my day, Curly. I feel a lot better now. But still, I just can't believe my family would entirely ignore my birthday. We're a pretty tight unit, but gee, not even one little happy birthday. Not even one.
Surprise! Happy birthday, Judy!
Oh, thank you, everyone. This is a real surprise. I knew you couldn't forget. This is a beautiful party.
And you deserve it. Judy, you're the greatest.
Good thing your folks called us, Judy.
Yeah, we almost forgot your birthday.
We would have missed a big party.
Thanks, guys. I'm just glad to see all my friends.
Come on, let's kick this party into high.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I promised Curly. We don't always pick our friends. Sometimes they pick us. Thanks, Curly.
Judy, watch this.
Go ahead, birthday girl, make a wish. But try to keep it inexpensive.
So that's the whole story, Di-Di. Don't you just love happy endings? Di-Di?
Oh, sorry, Judy.
I said, don't you just love happy endings?
I'll take any ending I can get, but I'm happy for you.
thanks, Die-Die. Good night. I'm going to bed.
A lovely thought. Me too. Good night, dear.
Hey, Elroy, the party's over. How long is this display gonna last?
Oh, it'll burn out about 4 a.m., Dad.
Oh, boy. We're gonna hear from the neighbors on this one.